about to get hot in heaven.
The K105.3 Hollywood Beat.
Brought to you this time around by our friends at Malachi Screen Printing and Embroidery Service, Page Avenue in Michigan Center. Stop in, see Derek and Mary, the whole crew over there at Malachi Screen Printing and Embroidery, and find your school's logo. And by your school, I mean your elementary school, your preschool, your daycare. Hey, if they don't have it on file, give it to them. They'll put it on a t-shirt. They'll keep it on file. And anytime that your teacher, your coach, your group leader goes in to buy a new t-shirt, they'll get 10% off as long as you're purchasing something from them. Great thing they're doing over there at
Great
Malachi.
People.
Jenny Lewis with her Hollywood Beat. What's going on in Hollywood, kid?
Well, you know, my two favorite rappers, Nicki Minaj and Cardi B,
okay. They
are feuding.
Okur!
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 Yeah. You're getting so good at that.
Thank you. I've been practicing over the weekend.
You should be.
My neighborhood now has just legions of frustrated birds.
Well, you know, Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, they've been feuding since May. Turns out, Nicki's not going to press charges. You want to know why?
I would love to know why.
Cardi B, the Bodak Yellow rapper, actually threw her shoe at Nicki at a party.
She threw
recently.
A shoe?
Threw her shoe.
Threw her shoe.
You know, instead of the glassware or the plates at the table, she just took off her shoe, threw it at Nicki.
Wow.
Nicki didn't get hurt. But Cardi B actually did get a little hurt. Neither one of them, though, are pressing charges.
Really?
I know. It's absolutely, absolutely insane. They've been feuding again, like I said earlier, for some time. But yeah, that's. Could you imagine getting a fight with Cardi B?
Well, I found audio of the Instagram post that Cardi B. And no, I can't imagine getting into a fight with Cardi B. First off, when your first instinct is to throw a shoe.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
But you're off balance. You've put yourself at a distinct disadvantage from the get-go.
Absolutely. But can you imagine? I just can imagine Nicki was just sitting there, minding her own business. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, Cardi's coming up and throwing things
But
at
you
her.
Know Cardi was wearing high heels.
Yeah.
It's almost like when I picture this, I picture she's got her shoe off, and then all of a sudden, it's like a pirate who's got a peg leg that's 5 inches too long.
Oh.
And it's clomp, clip, clomp, clip, clomp, clip. And here's actual audio. I found Cardi B reading the Instagram.
Oh.
We've edited it, though.
Okay,
so.
Good.
Okur! Okur! And that's it, right there.
Actual audio.
Actual audio of that. What else is going on in Hollywood?
The LA County Coroner's Office confirms Mac Miller's death.
Mm.
He died on Friday. The 26-year-old rapper was found unresponsive in his home in Studio City, California. He was pronounced dead at 11:51 a.m. An autopsy is still pending. You may know Mac Miller for his romantic relationship with Ariana Grande. She recently took to Instagram, posted a small tribute to Mac on Sunday.
See, and I think this is the first test for the Pete Davidson Ariana Grande relationship.
Yeah, I think so.
Pete Davidson has really just got to step up and say, you had a very long-standing relationship with Mac Miller, and despite however tumultuous it may have been, or however it is that this individual died, you were close to him, he was important to you, and if you're going to do a tribute on Instagram to him, I need to stand by and support
that. That's right. That's right. And that's your Hollywood Beat.
There it is.